We're talking with Senator Mike Schultz, who's just been elected in the last few hours Senate pro tem for the state of Oklahoma. Senator, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Very humbling, very honoring that my caucus family would do this. Ready to go, putting a lot of faith in me, but I'm ready to go to work for them.
As was mentioned here a while ago, some of the congratulations you got. You've come quite a ways from your early days as field rep for Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
Yeah, when we're here at the FFA convention and looking around at these blue and gold jackets, always brings back a lot of memories from my days here not that long ago. A great program that turns a lot of young people into fabulous leaders. Certainly attribute a lot of my desire and passion back to this program as well. Never dreamed so many years ago when I was here that I'd be where I am today. But God is good, and ready to roll up my sleeves and meet the next challenge.
I guess things like FFA, and of course you were part of an Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program as well, so a lot of good training to get you to this role.
A lot of good training. You know, all this doesn't happen just overnight. God's been a big part of it, guiding, directing my steps, still does today. But, yeah, a lot of great opportunities out there, FFA, 4-H, ag leadership classes, farm organizations have wonderful leadership training programs. I encourage everyone to take advantage of those, get involved in them, because we do need leaders, not just state leaders, but leaders in agriculture as well.
Challenging time, obviously, with the budget. You got to finish this year and then obviously in the next session.
Yeah, always a challenging time when you're dealing with the shortfall. Challenging time on the farm right now. Challenging time in the oil field right now. Challenging time in a lot of areas of importance to Oklahoma. But we have to balance a budget by the end of May. We'll get that work done and go home and come back next year and do it again.
Told me that a few weeks ago that maybe not everybody would exactly like what you ended up getting, but you are going to get it done.
Yeah, we'll get it done. It's the one thing that the Constitution says we have to do every year is get a balanced budget done and get out the door. And, yeah, probably not everybody's going to be happy, but we will get it done and stick a fork in another one.
So, you know, what are you thinking about down the road as far as this next session? Because everybody seems to be saying we're going to still be in a budget hole.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think next year we're going to be looking for a way to cut $1 billion. But I do not expect us to be growing back out of this yet. You talk to our friends in the oil and gas industry, and they'll tell you this is probably a very long-term pricing scenario that we're in right now. We certainly know that prices in agriculture are depressed. I'm going to stay that way for quite some time, probably. So, not a lot of things that drive the economy of Oklahoma look to have great rosy outlooks in the coming years, but we'll continue to deal with it. People of Oklahoma are resilient. We're survivors. We're pioneers, and we'll make it through it.